Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Chewie had something different, interesting happen to him while he was out on his cruise, right?
I guess that's the best way that you can put it. So we had some onboard comps, Amanda and myself, and we said, hey, let's go get a massage. You know, we can go do the couples massage. There was a deal on it. We're like, it's going to be free anyway. This is awesome. So we went and we did a couples massage. It was my first time doing a couples massage.
Oh, okay.
I've had massages before.
Yeah.
None like this, though.
Yeah.
You know, I've always heard, you know, the stories of different things that happen at massages. And
so is Amanda on one table, you're on another?
Correct.
Same person doing both of you?
No. Amanda was, I forgot her name, and I don't remember the lady's name that was,
all right,
that was doing
right
me.
Now, yeah.
But I'll tell you, it started off on my legs. You know, she started doing my legs, and she's like, first off, I was going to get naked, and I realized you don't get naked.
Oh, okay.
So I was in my underwear.
Okay.
And the lady's like, she's like, is this pressure good? Because I have like tight hamstrings and stuff. I'm like, yeah.
Old football days, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, this feels really good.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, this is like a 10 pressure. Is it cool to do this the rest of your body?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, if it feels good like this,
yeah,
the rest of the body did not feel good like that.
No, because the rest is all mushy, right?
Yeah.
Jiggly. Not like those tight.
Not like those tight, strong hamstrings.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was rough with me.
Oh.
But that was just to say the least.
Yeah.
She goes, you know, your hips are kind of a little out of line. I go, I know. I go to the chiropractor and I get them redone like every couple months. And she's like, oh, okay. You know, broke my leg.
Yeah. Are you starting telling your injuries?
Throws off the alignment of the hips. And she's like, oh, I get it. So she goes, why don't I fix these for you?
But she's not a chiropractor, right? She just does massage on a cruise
therapist.
Ship. Is she really? She,
yeah. Well,
okay.
I would assume, hey, listen, it's a classy thing.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead.
It was very classy. And then this happened because, you know, she puts her hand on my one butt cheek.
Yeah.
And her other hand on my other butt cheek.
Oh, yeah? Tell us more.
Well, I took a giant gasp, like a
as in, that's great, or as in, oh, my God?
As in, oh, my God.
Okay.
I don't know what she did, but she shoved her thumbs.
Yeah.
In a spot where I didn't think anybody else would want to shove their thumbs.
Where the sun doesn't shine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she did something to my hips where it fixed it. The hips being fixed felt great.
Yeah. But you never knew you needed thumbs in there, right?
No, I thought it was Joe Snedeker's Dr. Jellyfinger.
Yeah.
What was going on back there.
Yeah, maybe you're getting a couple of things done at once. You didn't know about it.
I was so thrown off. And then you know, she finishes up. She's like, all right, now here, we're going to do your front. So I roll over.
Well, I'd be afraid at that point.
Oh, yeah. And then she puts a blindfold on me so I can't see.
Oh, wait.
And a ball gag in my mouth.
Are you sure you're not in the wrong room?
No.
No, okay.
No,
was there a red light outside the room?
No.
Okay.
No, she puts on this little blindfold on me. And I'm like,
which
what's
makes
going
no
on?
Sense, yeah.
But I guess it was so I wasn't staring up into the light or something. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe seeing what was going on.
Yeah.
Needless to say, like I said, it was relaxing.
You were violated on the high seas, is what you're saying.
No. What was so funny is Amanda and I went out to dinner after. And I wasn't saying anything. Like, I didn't, you know, I just kept it to myself.
Yeah.
She goes, can I ask you something? I said, what? And she goes, did you fall asleep while you were getting the massage? I said, no, why? She goes, you, like, took in this big, like, breath of air. And I go, no, I had the lady's thumb shoved up my butt. And she was like, she started laughing at me. And then I go, can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, yeah. I go, were you blindfolded? She goes, no.
Something done with the phalanges of the massage therapist, to put it a nice way. Mayor Chris, who, by the way, just went through major surgery, calling in, which is great. How you doing there, Mayor Chris?
Well, I was doing really good this morning until I just heard that whole thing about his cruise and the massage and the thumb up his, you know.
But?
Well, I think I know what cruise he was on.
Which one?
Because I remember seeing somebody jumped overboard. So I'm thinking after she got done with his massage, she couldn't take anymore.
Yeah. Listen, I don't think this was a thing. I didn't sign up for the thumb up my butt.
Sure you did.
I didn't sign up for the second thumb up my butt.
You said you booked this, and this is what you want. I guess that's the new couple's massage.
Yeah, I guess so.
She meant couple of thumbs.
Yeah, that's what it meant.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.